Falun Gong is freely practiced in 40 countries around the world, but relentlessly persecuted in China. The peaceful courage of practitioners there has shocked their oppressors and moved the people of the world. While China continues to block all information, FGM-TV brings you the stories you may not hear anywhere else. Hello and welcome to FGM-TV on October the 16th, 2001. I'm Susan Mitchell. In international news, an update on the SOS global rescue walks to free the Falun Gong practitioners persecuted in China. The city of Freiburg in Switzerland offers its moral support to Falun Gong. In Canada, coverage from the Thanksgiving Day Parade in Waterloo, a city about 90 miles northwest of Toronto. And this week's update from China, the number of Falun Gong practitioners known to have died while in detention is 300 as of today, although government sources in China say the actual number is over 1,000. A doctor in China, performing an autopsy on a murdered Falun Gong man, reported that the body had been dissected, probably to sell his internal organs on the black market. A U.S. lawsuit against official Zhao Zhifei results in massive arrests and torture of Falun Gong practitioners in China's Hubei province. More accounts of the sudden deaths of authorities who have viciously persecuted Falun Gong practitioners. And in Germany, students at a Waldorf school learn Falun Gong exercises together. An update on international SOS walks to urgently rescue Falun Gong practitioners persecuted in China. The New Zealand SOS walk lasted 22 days and covered a distance of 652 kilometers. During the walk, about 7,000 pieces of Falun Dafa literature were distributed and interviews were given to 8 journalists. More than 30 practitioners and supporters participated in the walk, and at least 10 people learned the exercises en route. In Wellington, the walkers were congratulated by New Zealand's foreign minister, who stands fourth from the left in this photograph. On September 30th, Montreal practitioners who will participate in the SOS walk from Ottawa to UN headquarters in New York held a press conference in Ottawa to start their journey. On October the 7th, SOS walkers in France passed through Saint-Quentin, meeting with the mayor and his assistant there, and later in Ham with the mayor's assistant there. Falun Gong practitioners from Peru successfully finished the SOS Global Rescue Walk in Peru along the 300-kilometer Pan-American Highway. The walk started from Lima on September 28th and finished at Ica on October the 8th. In international news, this is the text of a letter received recently from the Mayor and Secretary of Council in Freiburg, Switzerland. We refer to your letter of the 9th of August, 2001, and to the meeting of some of you with the undersigned as part of your solidarity walk on the 21st of August at Freiburg. We are happy to inform you that at its meeting on the 28th of August, 2001, the Municipal Council has decided to add its moral support to your association to further the cause of respect for human rights and religious freedom in China. Yours faithfully, in the name of the Municipal Council of the City of Freiburg, signed Catherine Agostini, City Council Secretary, and Dominique de Beaumont, Mayor. And from England. For the last 2 years, the British Broadcasting Corporation, the BBC, has been preparing a feature program about Falun Gong. Their journalists traveled to China as long as 3 years ago to film large-scale group exercise practices. Recently, they interviewed practitioners who had been released from torture in labor camps through the efforts of the Australian and Canadian governments. The 45-minute program was shown to the British public at prime time on September the 30th, the eve of China's National Day. Attempts by the government of China to have the BBC focus on their false propaganda failed, and instead, the program drew special attention to how the Chinese government since April the 25th, 1999, has been persecuting Falun Gong on the pretext of national security. And moving to the United States, in Washington, a delegation from the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom met October the 10th with officials from the Chinese Foreign Ministry and Ministry of Religious Affairs to discuss the Commission's concerns about religious freedom violations in China. As the Secretary of State concluded in September 1999 and again in 2000, the Chinese government severely and systematically violates the religious freedom of its citizens, and respect for religious freedom has, quote-unquote, deteriorated markedly in recent years. In the last year, the government of China has expanded its crackdown on unregistered religious communities and tightened its control on official religious organizations. The government has intensified its campaign against the Falun Gong movement and its followers. During this meeting, practitioners of Falun Gong peacefully demonstrated the exercises to the public. And in Canada recently, the annual Thanksgiving Day parade in Waterloo, a city about 90 miles northwest of Toronto, draws tens of thousands of people and two TV stations who provide live coverage. Practitioners of Falun Gong joined the festivities, doing the exercises on a very colorful float. And now some current news from China. A male Falun Gong practitioner, name unknown, but in his late 30s, from the Laiwu area of Shandong province, was beaten to death in mid-August 2001. The doctor who examined the body at the county hospital reported that the body was dissected, the suspected purpose of which was to harvest internal organs for sale on the black market. This occurred at the Yanggu County, Shandong Province 610 Office and Public Security Bureau. Since July 1999, this person is at least the 52nd practitioner to die at the hands of authorities in Shandong Province, where the persecution numbers and ill treatment are very high. Every week, despite tremendous pressure from Chinese authorities, many hundreds of Falun Gong practitioners who were forced to write so-called guarantees not to practice reaffirm their intention to practice and send solemn declarations to Minghui website, declaring those statements written during imprisonment as null and void. In the last 7 days, 845 solemn declarations were received. Moving now to Wuhan in Hubei province. During a visit to the United States in July 2001, Zhao Jufei, the public security chief of China's Hubei province, was sued by Wuhan Falun Gong practitioner Peng Liang. Peng's mother and younger brother had both been beaten to death by authorities under Zhao's command. The charges against Zhao include murder, maltreatment, and false imprisonment of Falun Gong practitioners. The event was widely reported in the media in North America. According to reliable sources, Zhao quickly returned to China to mobilize the police force in Hubei province to massively hunt down and arrest Falun Gong practitioners. As a result, many practitioners thought to be associated with Peng Liang have been arrested and cruelly tortured. At the beginning of October, while the China-U.S. human rights dialogue was taking place, CCTV in China denounced Peng Liang's prosecution of Zhao Jufei and made a false countercharge, saying that his brother died because he, quote, refused medical treatment, end of quote, allegedly due to his Falun Gong beliefs, and that his mother died from a sudden cerebral hemorrhage. Ms. Terry Marsh, the American attorney who helped Peng Liang sue Zhao Jufei, commented, "This is simply a cruel joke. Their behavior is just like that of rapists or murderers. They not only do not take responsibility for their own atrocities, but actually blame their victims in order to cover up their crimes." Analysts believe that Peng Liang wanted to demand justice for the wrongful death of his murdered younger brother and mother, but had nowhere to appeal in China because of Jiang Zemin's secret order that killing Falun Gong practitioners will be counted as suicide. He can only seek justice in the international community where the law is honored. And some stories of events that have happened to authorities that have persecuted Falun Gong practitioners. Wang Jin, male, the deputy director of Chengguan Police Station. Wang Yanping, female, the secretary of the Residential Committee, and Li Julian, female, the secretary of the Residential Committee, have illegally sent many kind practitioners to jail, sentenced four of them to prison terms, and have beaten up and disabled many others. At the end of last year, the three of them were driving over the Nanhe Bridge and crashed into the river below. Wang Yanping and Li Julian were severely injured and were each in a coma for 2 days and two nights. Wang Jin suffered several injuries and broken bones and died suddenly while taking a bath in May of this year. Xiao Kecheng used to be the deputy chief of the Minyun police station in Xigang's district of Dalian City in Liaoning province. He had actively participated in the persecution against Falun Dafa. On September 28th, he was very drunk, drove his car onto the wrong side of the road, and was killed in an accident. During a conference in Munich, more than 80 senior students at the Waldorf school there wanted to learn the Falun Gong exercises. During the fifth exercise, many sat serenely with calm expressions on their faces, holding the traditional double lotus position. After the exercises, there was appreciative applause, and many showed interest in furthering their studies in this traditional Chinese system for improving body, mind, and spirit. Thanks for watching FGM TV, dedicated to breaking through China's information blockade, revealing propaganda, and bringing you the truth of Falun Gong.